But we're going to begin with the latest from Fort Hood, Texas, where today's shooting rampage left at least 12 soldiers dead and 31 wounded. The suspected shooter was an Army psychiatrist, Major Nidal Malik Hassan. He was killed by police. NPR's Wade Goodwin is with us, joining us from Fort Hood, where, as I understand it, Wade, the lockdown has just been lifted. What's happening there now?
Well, I mean, as I speak, the very first cars are being escorted into the base. The police officers just started, and there are hundreds of cars that have been in line waiting to get in. It's kind of an unusual scene here at the main gate. There are hundreds of the law enforcement, state and local, reporters, and families of the soldiers, because they can't get in. And the reporters are interviewing the soldiers and families, and the families are pumping the reporters for any information they might have about the latest.
The best information we have is that Major Hassan was 39 years old. He had protested his imminent deployment overseas. Anything else more newer than that that you've heard?
Just that his deployment was imminent, that the shooting took place at the readiness center, and he killed 11 people with two handguns before the police finally shot him dead.
And indeed, one of the people who evidently died today was one of those police officers. NPR's Wade Goodwin speaking to us from Fort Hood in Texas. Wade, thanks.
My pleasure.